There is still one genocide Germany has not taken responsibility for. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adam Blackler, assistant professor of history at Black Hills State University, says Germany's actions in Africa need to be recognized too.
Genocide is a familiar topic to Germans. Today, it is nearly impossible to visit Germany and not confront remnants of the darker chapters of the country's history. Countless memorials, museums, and historical sites all serve as physical evidence of a Nazi past that will not go away. A past that most Germans acknowledge should not go away. But what about Germany's other genocide? My research explores German imperialism in southern Africa during the 19th and early 20th centuries. Between 1904 and 1908, German leaders carried out the first genocide of the 20th century in what is now the present-day African state of Namibia. This systematic campaign against Herero and Namaqua peoples claimed the lives of over 100,000 men, women, and children through starvation, imprisonment, exile, and mass murder. After the genocide, German colonial leaders created an apartheid state in colonial Namibia. Though the Herero-Namaqua massacre is well known among historians, the German government has never officially acknowledged the mass murder as an act of genocide. That historical omission is about to change. In July 2016, the Frankfurter Rundschau reported that an official document prepared by the German government, quote, for the first time recognized the Herero and Namaqua massacre as a genocide. Chancellor Angela Merkel's office also confirmed in July that Germany would formally apologize to Namibia and surviving descendants of the colonial era mass murder. This action will extend more public attention to a crime that has been in the shadows for too long outside of southern Africa.
That was Adam Blackler of Black Hills State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.